I'm Anderson Cooper in Staten Island. Welcome to the podcast. Tough times, but tougher people here in Staten Island. Let's get started. We begin tonight here in New Dort Beach on New York's Staten Island with breaking news, news that is especially welcome here on this hard-hit island. The New York City Marathon, scheduled for Sunday, which starts here on the island, has been canceled for the first time in its 42-year history. And that is a huge welcome relief to a lot of people here who, frankly, were just outraged the idea that the marathon would take place and would take resources that are still badly needed here. There's a lot of people here on this island tonight who feel like they have been forgotten. And it really wasn't until today that they started to see supplies coming in. And a lot of it in the area that I'm in right now is just volunteers, folks who have come here on their own from other parts of the city or from other parts of Staten Island with food, whatever they can bring. And there's a lot of folks who live down the street in pitch blackness, and they're afraid to leave their destroyed houses because of safety concerns. They don't want to leave their things out. This is the home of a woman named Sheila Train. It's all that's left of her home. She's lived here for some 40 years. She was able to salvage a few supplies. She brought them out onto the street yesterday. Her sons did. And unfortunately, the sanitation department came by and basically mowed them all back into the rubble. So she has to once again go back into her home to try to pull out her supplies. There's a lot of outrage here, and we're going to get to that tonight. We also have a lot of breaking news tonight. Late today, power, which was knocked out when the Con Ed transformer blew in Manhattan, began coming back on in lower Manhattan. One man saying his entire neighborhood broke out cheering when the lights turned on. Not all of lower Manhattan, though, has their lights again. Late word, the Pentagon will be trucking in millions of gallons of badly needed fuel. I just talked to a police officer here on Staten Island about an hour or two ago who was saying the police themselves are running out of gas on this island. As you can see from the lines for gas and supplies, progress is incredibly uneven. To alleviate the shortage, we're just learning that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has signed an executive order implementing odd-even rationing for gas purchases in 12 New Jersey counties, odd-numbered and even-numbered license plates on alternating days. The human toll, meantime, well, it is growing. At least 22 people have now lost their lives here, the least populated of New York's five boroughs and the highest death toll. For Staten Islanders especially, the idea of a global sports and media spectacle being held on their shattered doorstep, well, it was infuriating, and understandably so. Today, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who'd been pushing for the race, backed down, saying the marathon had become a source of controversy and division. But thousands of runners from around the world, they're already here. Minutes after the decision, we sent some of our producers to Central Park to get reactions from runners, and some were surprised to get the news.
We are very disappointed to know it is canceled. You are sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
No, no puede ser.
So we are from Germany, and we prepared us for over 1 year for this run, and that is bad to believe that.
That's right. What shall we do? We keep on running?
We will come back next year.
Yeah?
Yes, we will come back next year.